HQN Books and Harper Audio present A Cowboy for All Seasons. Featuring Spring by Caitlin Cruz, Summer by Nicole Helm, Fall by Macy Yates, and Winter by Jackie Ashenden. Performed by Samantha Cook. Spring. Caitlin Cruz.
Dearest Kira, it's a very strange thing to get old, to know that eventually the world will go on without you, to see clearly your successes and your mistakes, and still not know what you could have done about either. You, my poised girl, so full of elegance and surety in yourself, have filled my life with happiness since the day you were born. Summers with you always reminded me how much the world had to offer my four wonderful, vibrant, different girls. I've missed you, and though I know you won't admit it to yourself, you've missed your heart as well. It's all good and well to see what the world has to offer, but sometimes only home can bring you true change. I have many things to ask of you this spring, and I doubt you'll be surprised I've asked you to spend this particular season at home, tending to the land and the cattle. I know you'll appreciate watching the season bloom around you, and find a way to do that yourself. First, you'll need to face your past and make peace with your choices, past ones, and the ones that await you in the future. Let my spirit guide you in all that you do, and let this house take care of you as it has always cared for me. Love always, Grandma June.
Chapter 1. Kira Long was finally ready to face her ghosts. That was what she told herself as she climbed out of the car she'd driven down from Seattle, packed full of all her worldly possessions, which told a sad, small tale about her past 5 years, and faced the house that had stood for over 100 years and been the only safe space in her life for what felt like much longer than that. Grandma June's farmhouse, Kira's favorite place on earth. And for the first time in her life, without Grandma June, whom they'd lost just over 3 weeks ago. Kira had promised herself she wouldn't cry, so she looked at the old farmhouse instead. It stood stout and settled against the moody March afternoon, no matter its weathered paint and signs of age and care. Kira chose to take that as a sign. She'd left Seattle before dawn and driven all the way down the interstate, then over the familiar rolling hills on autopilot, skirting her hometown of Jasper Creek, Oregon, and taking the country roads she knew so well. A wave of sadness washed over her, but she concentrated fiercely on the dogwood tree that stood in front of the house. In a matter of weeks, the buds she saw fighting for purchase on its branches would burst into color, a glorious pink that made Kira feel light and happy every time she saw it. It didn't matter that it wasn't in bloom yet. It would be. Kira breathed past the sadness and tried to let it go. That was what the funeral had been for. Grief and ghosts and trying to hold on to the past when it was already gone. She'd flown down 3 weeks ago to stand in the pretty little church in town and say her goodbyes to her grandmother. She'd stood in a pew with two of her three cousins, JJ and Lila, and wished that they were all still as close as they'd been when they were kids. She could have used the sort of easy intimacy they'd all taken for granted back then, leaning on each other's shoulders, crowding together in a closet in Grandma's house, giggling through a game of sardines. That kind of closeness had seemed far away to her then, wearing stiff black clothes that fit wrong and that she knew she would hate forever and never wear again. Still, it had been good that they were there, if sad that no one had seen their youngest cousin Bella in far too long. Kira was the only child of problematic parents, so she'd always viewed
Sample complete. Ready to continue?